especially hate seeing these comments within the like the context of
mother of Virgin Mary as she is calling out and making dua as a single mother. Virgin Mary herself as she is giving birth as a single mother. Queen Assia was not technically a single mother, but her husband, the Pharaoh, was a genocidal abuser who murdered her. And the story in the Quran, which focuses on the way that Moses was nurtured, was only specifying her role, Queen Assia's role in that nurturing. The mother of Moses is mentioned only. The Quran only gives us her narrative. And in practice, we can benefit from that as if in the case that someone is a single mother. Hagar, the mother of Ismail, the son of Abraham, alayhi salam, had Ibrahim, but Abraham was ordered to leave Hagar and Ishmael in a desert. And practically, even though he had a father who was present, she raised him as a single mother for most of her years. And we go and make Hajj in commemoration, make Sa'i in commemoration of her sacrifice. There are too many more examples of women who are single mothers and who are some of the greatest scholars of Islamic history. Those who raised some of the greatest scholars of Islamic history. And if you are going to claim that something is haram, especially to a woman who is an amazing single mother, who is a recent convert, who is putting her livelihood and life on the line by actively making content for Palestine, who was shown in an Israeli war room as an example of how TikTok is being effective on making videos about Palestine. Someone say something is haram like this, I often wonder if they have ever read the Quran.